The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be vacation rental home loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our pricing and see what the rates are looking like. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and check out the rates today.
All right, everybody, let me switch my screen and we'll pull it up. All right. Pricing tool, as Kyle mentioned, this will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is April 1st, just after 11 a.m. Eastern, so all of our standard programs are live here. We'll set up a scenario and compare the APR across the programs. If you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the itemized fees in the APR, please get our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. For the demo today, we'll set up a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80%. Down payment, and we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with usually the second option for most borrowers, and then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options. We also offer VA and USDA, eligible vets and active service members. If you are eligible, just let us know. We'll be happy to quote it. And USD is only for eligible properties. If you happen to be looking in those rural areas, just let us know. And we do check out some past episodes if you want to see the programs. We'll start today with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40%. So let's check out the conventional options this morning.
Come on.
I have frozen here. There we go. My goodness. Sorry. Maybe they're being. All right. So best option here at the top, 6.49 rate, 2.25 discount points at cost, puts the final APR at 6.765, a touch above where it was last week where we ended. And ton of different options here, but this is the best one at the top. Now, if our customer, for any reason, doesn't qualify one of these conventional programs here, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA option. Exact scenario, and this time we'll select FHA, which does allow a little more leniency on credit issues as well as a much higher debt to income ratio. However, for the demo, we'll keep everything identical. The only thing we've changed here is the program, so we can compare apples to apples here across the APR. All right, this doesn't look much changed from last week. 5.5 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs, put the final APR at 6.441. Today, if our customer qualifies for both options, and if our customer needs to use FHA, this APR here, the final APR, does include the upfront and yearly mortgages. So great option, as FHA is almost identical to conventional, at least here at the Mortgage Calculator, for our customers that need to use it. Now, where we love to specialize, customers unfortunately don't qualify for either of the standard FHA or conventional options. Many other banks or lenders have to deny that customer. Where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we select this option, everything will be the same, but now we get pops up, change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if we don't qualify with that, use one of these asset related, business bank statement, investor DSCR, personal bank statement is the one we'll use today. And RSU, state income, VOE, 1099, P&L, all the different options. But the most popular is the personal bank statement 12-month for our self-employed borrowers. Our sub-borrowers, when they have 2 years of taxes, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may not quite make enough income. Either way, we can solve that problem. It's just their last 12 bank statements, and we'll determine a new debt-to-income ratio of 40% in our example here, using just their cash in the bank. So many of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income that way. So let's check out the options here. Guess the pricing is getting updated. Hey, okay, there we go. All right. So best option for today, 7% rate. Statement options, 2.3 discount points of cost, put the final APR at 7.398. So great option for our borrowers that need to use alternative income. And there's hundreds of variations here. Some may allow credit issues, bankruptcies, foreclosures. Some may allow slightly different ways to calculate the income. So define which hundreds of variations work best for you or your customer. And now before we go into Jose's, we always want to live pricing for investment properties. So for the final couple demos, we'll set it to investment. We'll keep the $400,000 loan amount. We'll be to a loan, 20% down payment. And we'll compare our two options for investment properties. We can check out our conforming conventional options, and then we'll compare our thousands of expanded guideline options here for investment properties. Remember, government programs like FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we'll start conforming conventional. Everything is going to stay the same as all our other demos. All we've changed here is the occupancy. But let's check out the conventional investment options today. Oh man, they're getting so close. So as usual, this portfolio is up, as has been for the last couple months here. This is not a true conventional option. It uses the same guidelines. However, it isn't sold to Fannie or Freddie. Require the loan level price adjustments. So this one comes in at 6.875 for 3.375 discount points and costs. Final APR of 7.277. And the first either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, this is both, comes in at 6.875 for 3.5 discount points and costs and a final APR of 7.290. So almost ideal for our customers looking to use full doc conventional guidelines. Now definitely recommend all of our customers also compare, also obviously check out the portfolio, but compare the non-QM as well. So for the final demo, as we do every day, we'll set up our same scenario. And this time we'll choose expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for our investment property. So a couple boxes pop up now. First, we must select the income type. The most popular income type for investment properties is our investor DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrowers or documents. We simply use the estimated rental income on the appraisal for calculating the DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rent cover the expenses, aka the property is going to cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have ratios under one, but for the demo, we'll put 1.5 so we can see programs here. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard on a non-QM investment property. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use. There are some options for zero prepay. That more and limit the programs. And we can also select 5 years if we want to save some money, but not all programs allow it. So we don't do that live here. We always use 3 years since that's the most common options here. So let's check out our DSCR options today. All right, still got 11, amazing. 6.875, 3.025 discount points and costs. Puts the final APR at 7.346. So great option here, just a touch above the conventional options we saw a second ago, but obviously our investors would love this option for DSCR, no income, no employment, and they can do 1, 2 loans at a time. So tons of flexibility here. And as we scroll down this list, there are hundreds of different DSCR variations. Some may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income, different property types, which is going to be our topic for today. So let me switch my screen again real quick. And get into one of our most popular topics here, vacation rental loans, short-term rental loans, however you want to word it, Airbnb, obviously the latest craze for the last few years, especially over the pandemic. The purchases of these has skyrocketed, and our investors are always looking for great ways to finance them. So their DSCR option, obviously, is the preferred vehicle for any for a vacation rental type home. But there are some specific options, as I mentioned when we do the DSCR examples, where we can use different income calculations. Jose will have a couple examples here, probably using regular income type, similar to what we do in the demo. But then we have some specific programs where we can actually use that income if we need it. So, Jose, let's check out some options for these vacation rental, short-term rental, aka Airbnb properties.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. We definitely love our DSCR programs because of the flexibility that the guidelines for this program allows for different income streams. So in this case, the income stream that we are talking about is our short-term rental properties. Right. So short-term rental properties, the main thing to note is if it's a purchase, much easier process than it if it is a refinance. Because if it is a purchase, you can use estimated income figures like through AirDNA versus if it is a refi, you cannot use AirDNA, but you can use the revenue reports that are generated. The main issue that we're facing when dealing with these properties on a refi is the fact that there usually is not a long-term lease in place, right? So theoretically, you don't even have a month-to-month lease. You have usually no lease, so the place could appear, depending on the guidelines that you're using, to be a vacant property. And in some cases, if it's a vacant property, it's going to be subject to either an LTV reduction or possibly, depending on the guidelines, not being able to do the loan at all. So it's very important to review all those guidelines and make sure that they cover the needs, which in this case are going to be short-term rental properties. The great benefit is that being able to use these alternative income calculation methods does allow us to meet higher debt service coverage ratios, which when using short-term rental income calculation methods like AirDNA, for example, the option I'm going to show you today that does allow you to use AirDNA for calculating short-term rental income does require at least a 1.5 debt service coverage ratio to be able to qualify. So with that being said, let me go ahead and share my options with you today. My first option is that unicorn, the 15% down DSCR program option. However, this 15% down option does not allow using short-term rental income to qualify. At the 85% LTV, it does require using long-term rents only. And the long-term rent has to be at least, the DSCR, debt service coverage ratio, has to be at least 1.2. So in our example here, 15% down short-term rental property, we're looking at 10.375 being our lowest cost option, 9.75 being our lowest rate option. For our maximum 85% LTV DSCR for short-term rental property. Now, this next option does allow for the use of AirDNA for this one unit property, 20% down. Again, like I mentioned, minimum of a 1.5 debt service coverage ratio when using AirDNA comps, and this is for purchases only. Great rates here. We do see 7.875 is our lowest cost option. Actually has a little bit of a lender credit. And you can buy that down all the way down to the amazing 6.75%. For this 20% down option using AirDNA comps. And remember, AirDNA comps are, AirDNA is a database that has short-term rental comps. So now our 20% down option using long-term rents, again, 7.875, lowest cost option, a little bit of a lender credit there, buy it down to 6.875. And this is using long-term rents to qualify, not AirDNA. And then in our next option here, we're using the revenue reports that are generated by the different short-term rental platforms. It could be from buying them. Obviously, if you have it on more than one platform, we're looking at Airbnb, HomeAway, VRBO, Booking.com, to name four examples of the revenue reports that would be provided. And we can also, for this program, accept bank statements if the bank statements clearly show the deposit is a short-term rental deposit. And we're looking at 8.125 being our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down to 7.25 for this option using revenue reports to qualify, the last 12 months revenue reports for the refinance or purchase, actually, because this is for a property where the seller would be operating the property as a short-term rental. And the seller is also collaborating and offering either the revenue reports or the bank statements to show the income generated by the property. Now, a little bit more of a creative approach here. For the short-term rental property where you do not have revenue reports available from the owner because they may not be operating it as a short-term rental, or maybe they don't want to share the information, maybe they don't have complete information, right? Well, this is a good option when the long-term rents also do not allow the property to qualify. We can, on a 1.0 or greater DSCR, we do have the option below 1.0 DSCR. This is when the debt service coverage ratio covers the housing expense anywhere from 75 to 99%. You're still not covering on a 1.0 basis. Maximum LTV here is 75%. So this is a 25% down option. And you're looking at 9.125 lowest cost option, 8.125 lowest rate option. Great program for those trophy properties that you know they're going to make money as a short-term rent, but unfortunately not operated as a short-term rent right now, or short-term rental comps are not available in AirDNA. So now we have our below 0.75 no ratio DSCR for when your DSCR is below 0.75, not even covering 75% of the housing expense, 25% down option, 9% is our lowest cost option, 8.625 is our lowest rate option. And now let's go with some cash out options for you. Here is at our maximum 75% LTV cash out using long-term rents or revenue reports, either or. And we have some great options for you here. 8.125 actually has a little bit of a lender credit as our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.875, wow, for our cash out 75% LTV for our short-term rental property using long-term rents or also using revenue reports, short-term rental revenue reports. And now this is our low ratio DSCR cash out. Now this one again, we are at 0.75 to 0.99 on the DSCR. This one is 70% maximum LTV as opposed to 75%. And 9% is our lowest cost option and 8% is our lowest rate option. Excuse me, 7.875. We had a little bit of a mess up here in our calculations. And now our no ratio DSCR cash out refi. This one is only up to 65% LTV maximum. This is using long-term rents. Again, this is our no ratio where the debt service coverage ratio is less than 0.75. So 65% maximum LTV, and we're looking at 8.5% is our lowest cost option. 8.125% is our lowest rate option for our last example here. For our short-term rental, no ratio DSCR cash out where the DSCR is less than 0.75. So many great ways here to finance your vacation rental for your purchase or your vacation rental for a cash out refinance. All of them using our flagship DSCR program, in some cases allowing for the use of AirDNA comps, allowing for the use of revenue reports, bank statements, or long-term rents and low ratio and no ratio options.
All right. I don't see any questions. Definitely great options there and a lot of opportunity out there for both investors and loan officers to take advantage of. All right. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up then. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.